Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Conan.
And we've been talking about Uber and masks, and then we began talking about Twitter and the latest CDC guidelines. Is that what they are from the new Dr. Fauci, whatever his name is?
I thought they got rid of him.
I said the new Dr. Fauci.
Oh, okay.
I believe his name is Scott Atlas, and I don't know what he has to do with CDC changing their guidelines. I don't know whether he sat down in a room with someone and says, hey, look, you need to start letting off a little bit, or this is the CDC. They do their own
thing.
What
does he do?
He's Trump's head COVID-19 health supervisor, or advisor, excuse me.
He's not in charge of the CDC.
So what does the health advisor do?
He advises Trump on how to handle the situation, just like Fauci was doing that whole time. Goggles. Wear goggles. Great idea.
I wish I had had the opportunity by now to respond to someone saying, why aren't you wearing a mask with why aren't you wearing goggles? The opportunity has not yet presented itself, sadly.
You might get your chance.
I might. I don't know,
the next,
man.
The next Uber ride.
My next Uber ride might also be my last one.
Yep. Mm.
But let's go to the phones. We've got Pizza Cake Man calling via Discord, which you can find at discord.freetalklive.com. Pizza Cake Man, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are you?
Hi. What's on your mind?
You're a Satanist?
I am.
You're crazy. It doesn't really exist.
I know that.
It's a weird, sad offshoot of Christianity that was an attempt to be essentially contrarians to Christianity.
Well, Arya is a contrarian. This is for real. This is true.
I don't think hers is an offshoot of Christianity, because yours doesn't believe in Satan. Right?
Well, it borrows heavily from Christian mythology, but Satan as some sort of actual existing being? No, certainly not.
And by the way, I'm looking at a list here. There are a lot of different branches, and I think that Arya is
Satanism, you mean?
Correct.
Yeah,
I think Arya is a Luciferian, which sees Lucifer as wholly different than he was represented in the Old Testament.
No,
New Testament.
See, that's where everything gets muddled. We see him as exactly as he is described in the New Testament, in the Old Testament. The Lightbringer, who rebelled against authority. God told him to do something, and he disagreed. He thought for himself. God created this entire species of people who were going to just be mindless automaton, who didn't have knowledge of good and evil, and Lucifer, being rational, rebelling against authority, said, hey, he wants you to just be obedient little slaves.
Little sheep.
Eat this, and you'll be able to think for yourself. That's the story. Hold on.
About.
That's the story that is literally in the Bible.
Correct. It's only how you interpret it.
In the Bible, the book that was created by the Council of Nicaea, the book that's false, that was written by man, that has absolutely nothing to do with any divine inspiration, because there is no proof of any divine inspiration for the Bible. So all you're doing is retelling old stories in a different way, the same way the Mormons did.
Did I not just call it mythology? I mean, I don't know how plainer to be about it.
I'm just saying it's all fake. You should believe in reality. I mean, nobody's religion.
She just said it was a myth,
dude.
What part of this are you not getting?
Nobody's religion, in my opinion, is a lot more sensible than what you've been talking about and what you believe in. You sound like
what about Scientology?
I don't think you know what I believe because I've described it as mythology, and you're still going on about divine inspiration.
I'm saying, if you go and look at Morgue on Facebook, the stuff you're talking about sounds similar to the stuff that
Morgue?
Got to go look up Morgue on Facebook.
I'm not on Facebook.
I also have better things to do with my time than watch people on Facebook. Morgue's also on YouTube.
Why would we want to watch this person?
Very interesting opinions that are similar to Arya's here about Satanism.
Okay, so they could just listen to Free Talk Live, right?
It's some weird pseudo-Satanist witch.
No, it's literally Satan. Have you never read anything that Anton LaVey wrote?
Yeah, and he's a fool. Anton LaVey's a fool. Anybody
okay,
who
well,
believes in Anton LaVey.
He founded Satanism. You understand that, right?
I know he did. Yeah,
okay.
I know he did. I've been to his little building in Cali. He's a fool. And Satanism is fake, just like the Bible's fake, because it's all written by men, so you're all just basing your mythos
off. Anton LaVey did not believe Satan was a real creature either. You understand
saying,
that, right?
Yes, but he believes in hedonism, and he believes in contrarianism. It's essentially a ha-ha.
I don't think he knows anything about me. Hedonism and contrarianism, dude, that's like half of my personality.
But I'm just saying it's a screw you to Christianity instead of
it's not a screw you to Christianity. It's a recognition and an appreciation of being alive in this moment right now. I'm going to do what I want to enjoy myself.
It's humanism, isn't it?
It's very close
right.
to humanism.
Yeah. But it's a deeper humanism that borders on hedonism mixed with spiritual
ideology. What is wrong with hedonism?
Which is, it's also, I mean, nothing's wrong with the hedonist attitude and lifestyle.
Well, whether it's hedonism or not has nothing to do with whether or not the followers believe in some sort of angel or some kind of a demon, which Arya does not.
No.
Right.
And hers is the Reformed Satanic Church.
Yeah, but even the Satanic Church itself, the Church of Satan, doesn't believe in Satan as an actual existing entity.
They believe in the idea of the contrarian nature of Satan. And
that, pretty much what I just outlined as Lucifer being the ultimate rebel.
It's hilarious and childish. Like I said, nobody's belief system is way more legitimate and intellectual than anything that I've ever
heard. When you say nobody, are you referring to our co-host named Nobody?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, see, I wasn't catching
that.
I didn't either.
I just
any Satanist I've ever...
Okay, so you
well, that's
your
because you're not listening to what a Satanist is telling you about what Satanism
Some
is.
Some people just can't, Arya. I mean, look, they just can't get past. I'm not saying Pizza Cake Man is one of these guys, although he sounds like he is right now, and he might just be trolling you. Some people, when they see the word Satan, they just get crazy, and they can't think logically.
I'm not crazy. I laugh at people like that because I'm like, oh, you're one of those? You're one of those people that's like, my parents screwed me up so bad with religion or society did that I'm going to go full on contrarian.
Why do people
and join
always
a,
try to blame my parents?
Always.
What is co-host Nobody's point of view? I'm not familiar.
He has his own church, the Church of the Invisible
Hand. He has his own church.
What do they believe?
You should ask him.
You should ask him. He explained it to me, and it made a heck of a lot more sense than anything I've heard come out of the mouth of any Satanist that I've ever had a conversation
okay,
with.
Okay, so I guess you should join the Church of the Invisible Hand, then.
Yeah,
like
hey,
you're on
right.
Board. Satanism
right.
isn't for everyone.
Hold on. What about Scientology? Is it more believable, more reasonable than Satanism?
It's all hilarious. It's all the idea that men come up with these. They have great imaginations, and they come up with these ideas and belief systems that help them try to equate why they die and what happens after. Yeah. None of us know, likely nothing, but whatever they can do to try to ignore that fact that you're going to die and one day you're just going to disappear is that's what all religion is, and that's what Scientology is.
Well, that's not what Buddhism or Satanism are.
Buddhism.
By the way, Buddhism
yeah,
is all about ceasing
still
to exist. The goal of Buddhism is to cease to exist.
Yeah, but it's still the idea that you're an energy source that
we are literally we are scientifically energy sources.
We don't know
we
that.
Are being,
we don't know.
Yes,
we're
do. It's E equals
in that.
It's E equals in T squared. We can prove scientifically that we are energy
Correct.
Beings.
We are energy beings in some way, but that right there.
No,
that
that's
idea
it. That's
beings,
it. That's what you are. It's not in some way. That's it.
As soon as you start saying energy, but as soon as you start saying energy beings, you go into a realm of pseudoscience.
No, because that's literally science.
We are electricity, yes, that is true. Our brain waves, everything that makes us intelligent and have the ability to philosophize, that all comes from electrical inputs and electrical signals.
Electricity
in our
isn't the only form of energy. All matter is energy.
That doesn't mean we're light beings. That doesn't mean we're light and energy beings.
It literally does mean that. E equals MC squared is exactly what that means. Matter and energy are the same thing.
Matter is energy, correct.
Okay.
Yeah, matter,
are you
matter
not
is
made out of matter?
Vibration.
Okay, pizza
matter
cake
is energy
man.
At a certain vibration.
Are you not made out of matter?
I am.
Okay,
absolutely.
So you're made
you're
out
energy.
Of energy.
I'm made out of energy, but that doesn't
Space
mean I'm an energy being.
Good
that,
talk.
That starts going into your
system. If you're made out of energy, then it is part of your being, just sort of by definition.
So, pizza, do you not have any beliefs? yourself? I mean,
he's an atheist who rejects all mythological claims. He hates the idea, evidently, of people pointing to Harry Potter and saying, this inspires me to be a good person and to stand against Nazis, right? To him, that's just totally unacceptable. Piece of cake, man. Thank you so much for the call. Next time, please open your ears to what Satanists are actually telling you about Satanism. But I'm glad you agreed, finally, that, you know, indeed.
Space dust.
You are energy. You are a star creature. 855-450-3733.
News from news.bitcoin.com. U.S. Postal Service files a patent for new blockchain voting method. Warren Buffett changes his opinion on gold. Maybe Bitcoin is next. $6 billion Akon cryptocurrency city underway. Former Prudential CEO says now's the time to buy Bitcoin. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies. Getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Subscribe to Bitcoin.com's YouTube channel, too. Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org.
July 25th, we adopted April. She's a purebred, orange and white Brittany. But when she started scratching like crazy, I said to John, it's got to be her food. You know, what you put into a dog is what you get out. We heard this radio commercial, and this woman was so excited about Dinovite. DinoVite.com. I said to John, I'm getting them. So the Dinovite comes. And I thought, a light bulb moment. She loves her dog food. She always leaves a little bit in her bowl. So we added a huge scoop of Dinovite in it, and then we swished it around like gravy. She dove into that bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. So that's been the routine. April gets Dinovite for dessert. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. Dinovite is nutrition. She even walks like a little princess.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
On Dinovite, she's Little Miss Hollywood. DinoVite.com.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about anything that's on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria, Ian, and Conan. And Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com that allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted, which means you finally have a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Again, that's local.bitcoin.com. And I didn't expect a theology discussion when I got here tonight.
Happens sometimes. It's open phones.
It is. And then Conan mentioned Satanism. And then apparently some people who watched the show didn't know somehow that I'm a Satanist. I don't know how that got overlooked. But
not everybody's paying attention on the nights where you're wearing a literal pentagram in your dress.
Well, this is actually the seal of Leviathan.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what that is. You've got a little necklace on that you're talking about. I mean, there's like an actual dress where it's like the straps on it are in the pattern of an actual pentagram.
Well, even so, I thought it was just sort of common knowledge that I'm the high priestess of the Reformed Satanic Church. But hey, evidently not.
What is it that, I mean, I'm curious, Pizza Cake Man is in the on-air chat room right now on our Discord server over at discord.lrn.fm, and he's using the term they to describe you, and I'm just curious, how do you feel as a trans person who, clearly you are presenting as female.
Sure.
You put a lot of effort in, you look great.
Thanks.
He's using the term they, and I've always found that sounds so strange to me. How do you feel about that?
I don't feel anything. He can call me what he wants.
Yeah. But is that something that you do? I mean, is it...
I don't refer to myself as a they, no.
Okay. How can you even... How is that even an option? It's plural.
I know. It's what bothers me.
There's only
so
one
much.
Aria. There's not three of her.
Yeah.
So how can you use...
Thank God for that.
It bothers the hell out of me, Conan. And it's been used... It's even worse now than it ever was. I remember using it... I remember other students in school using that terminology to...
When you were in school?
Yeah, to refer to...
20 years ago?
It didn't have to do with... It didn't have to do with, like, non-gender or gender binary or anything like that. It was just referring to someone... And not referring to them as
an individual.
A he or a she.
Or an individual.
But using they in sort of like, in reference to a person.
Well,
and it was weird then, and it's even more weird now. Because now it's like a purposeful thing.
If you don't know the number of people that you're referring to, and you don't know the gender of the person you're referring to, and you want to use a pronoun, what other pronoun would you use?
It's a good question.
Because they is sort of ambiguous. It's referring to multiple hypothetical people, so to speak. And hopefully, ideally, they will come forward and say, no, I'm not a they,
right.
I'm a she.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. So I just wondered how you felt about that one.
I don't feel anything. He can tell me what he wants. It literally has no impact on me. Moving on, we've got Bill calling from Florida. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. Hey, Aria. I've also referred to you as man before. And I know sometimes that's a little weird for some people, but I wanted to get into discussion. I think the last guy.
Did you say man as in madam? The
yes, or man yes, as in M-A-N?
Okay, yeah, I couldn't hear.
When Aria talks to me sometimes, he'll be like, yes, ma'am. Because I'm from the South. I say yes.
You call sir or ma'am. That's right.
Ma'am.
Absolutely.
No, ma'am. So when Aria talks to me, I've talked to her before. I'm like, yes, ma'am. Yeah, you know, when she was answering questions or whatnot or asking me back. And so anyways, I think, you know, that's perfectly fine. And I don't see why it's a big deal. Anyways, what I wanted to get into, I think what Aria is trying to get to, and sometimes my mind gets a little, backed up. But what I know is there are, like, theistic Satanists, and there's atheistic Satanists, and there's also the Luciferians, which there's theistic Luciferians, which actually believe in, like, the entity of the devil, as they would call him in the Bible.
Those people are hard to find, though, aren't they? I've never met one.
Sure. I've never met one.
They must exist, just based on...
Right.
You can think of it, so it probably exists.
I mean, there are people who worship Zeus.
Right.
So somebody out there certainly believes in and worships Satan.
Yeah, so what I've come to find out, though, someone that I would call myself a Christian. And I, when people ask me, you know, about, oh, do gays go to hell, or do you go to hell if you commit suicide? Well, you judge people by their fruits. And I know Aria is a very good person that I would say. And, you know, I would say, you know, when you get up there and see the big guy, he's the one that judges, not me, not you. I mean, anybody that's saying that, you know, you go to hell for this, or you go to hell for that. I mean, it's not you that judges you. It's only God can judge you, as Tupac would say. And so I'd just like everybody to open up their mind to whatever belief that somebody else has, and not everybody that you think is wrong is wrong. And what I believe that the role that Satanism did play in the Church of Satan actually did, because they had the Ten Commandments up in the school. Well, what if they set up a Baphomet statue like they've done before? Well, I think, like, the separation of church and state, the Satanism has actually defeated all that, because I think people are up in arms about the Ten Commandments. I understand that. And then people being up in arms about a Baphomet statue inside the school, I understand that also. So let's just have none of it. And then let's say, sure, you know, there is,
let's just get rid of the government schools.
Yeah, let's say another religion wanted to have their whatever up, you know, and taught in school. So that's where the balance came in at. And I wouldn't say I believe that the Satanists are correct or the Luciferians are correct, but I would say that it did bring a balance to the Constitution, because the Constitution does have a separation of church and state, and I do appreciate that balance it brings, because there could be other religions that do come into this country. You know, like, we wouldn't want somebody, you know, cutting the head off of a chicken in the middle of the basketball game, you know, in voodoo, would we? So,
yeah, but you do know that they're sacrificing goats and chickens regularly in this country. They just you don't hear a lot about it on the news. The people who practice voodoo and whatnot, and a lot of Caribbean religions.
Huh. What, did they eat them afterward?
I think
it's not really a sacrifice. It's more of a dinner. Well, I mean, in that
it's the same in the Old Testament.
With that
too,
terminology, you're making sacrifices regularly. Don't you have chickens that you kill and eat?
Correct, but I'm not...
You're sacrificing them to your hunger.
But I'm not doing it in the name of some entity. But, I mean, even in the Old Testament, they usually ate their sacrifices.
I was going to say, that'd be really pointless.
I mean, I think they burned some of it, like the intestines and whatnot, and then they ate the rest. Or gave it to the priests.
Chicken in the middle of a basketball game, you know, on JV varsity ball, you know, or a football game. So I think the Satanists brought in a definite, you know... what you call it, like a middle ground to where, yeah, I mean, there shouldn't be anything then. I mean, just leave it neutral, and I think that's the Constitution. All right, guys? All right, thanks. Sorry, I love you guys.
Hey, thank you so much.
Bill, stop. Hold on. You still there?
Yeah. Yes, I'm here.
All right, question for you, because you sound like you know a thing or two. What are the elite pedophiles in Hollywood and the government? What kind of Satanists are they? Or are they even on the list? Because there's a whole...
I highly doubt they believe in anything. All they believe in is themselves. I believe that they're highly atheistic.
They put some satanic imagery in their videos, though, in like the...
Oh, yeah, the pyramid, the all-seeing eye and whatnot. And
there's some Illuminati stuff.
A lot of Illuminati stuff, right. So they're not Satanists, they're Illuminati or something else.
Bill,
right?
Thank you so much for the call. It's always good to hear from a Christian who actually speaks the message of Christ. This is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is aired on nearly 200 radio stations throughout the week, and we've been doing this for almost 18 years. You can call in any evening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern to talk about whatever's on your mind. Sure, you can waste your time on Facebook and reach dozens of surly posters, or you can call in with your issue and reach 3 surly hosts. Oh, and nearly 500,000 weekly listeners. The number is 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says violence in major cities across the country is domestic terror.
By and large, this is not peaceful protest. When you walk into an area and you see buildings that have burned down, and then they say it was a peaceful protest, it's not a peaceful protest, and you shouldn't call it a peaceful protest.
President Trump speaking at a law enforcement roundtable while visiting Kenosha, Wisconsin. The president was also asked if he's planning on meeting with the family of Jacob Blake.
Well, we have the pastor here who's tremendous. He's a tremendous gentleman. I'm going to meet him in a little while. He represents the family.
Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi in a bit of hot water after she took a trip to a San Francisco salon to get her hair done on Monday. In San Francisco, face coverings are mandatory and salons may only cut hair outdoors. Pelosi was seen inside and not wearing a mask. This is USA Radio News. It was a historic moment when an Israeli delegation arrived in Abu Dhabi to hammer out the details of a peace agreement between Israel and the UAE. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The sound of the shofar, a ram's horn, at the St. Regis Hotel in Abu Dhabi was the signal for the beginning for the talks as the Israeli delegation met with UAE negotiators. In Jerusalem, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spoke about the normalization, calling it a historic day, a joyous day for all citizens of Israel, a day of victory for the doctrine of peace for peace.
Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul has called to subpoena Antifa plane records, hotel records, and all travel records along with funding. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio is Aria, Ian, and Conan. And we mentioned earlier the Benadryl challenge, which I don't know anything about, but I would just make the guess here that it's about taking a lot of Benadryl and seeing how long you can stay awake.
Oh, no, no, no.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Is it worse or less dangerous than that?
It's way more dangerous. Girl has died. A 15-year-old Oklahoma girl has died after taking the, quote, Benadryl challenge on TikTok, where teens apparently are taking large quantities of the anti-allergy drug in hopes of hallucinations. So I gotta say, I did not know about this.
I mean, you can do that with certain types of cough medicine.
Yeah, so dextromethorphan hydrobromide is the active chemical that is a cough suppressant. In things like NyQuil, you will find
I'm
that.
Very glad we just told the listening audience exactly what to shop for.
All the teenagers already knew about it. Anyway,
no, I meant this sincerely. I'm very happy.
Yeah.
If they can't get shrooms and they need a trip, there you go.
I wouldn't recommend if you're
going to do shrooms. Don't do this stuff. This man-made stuff.
What about LSD?
I won't touch it. Okay. Not anymore.
Anyway, so the Benadryl challenge, not quite the same thing as dextromethorphan hydrobromide, a.k.a. DXM, which is, if you want to do that, just, you know, a little bit of information here. DXM is what's considered a dissociative, so it's not the same thing as a psychedelic per se, so I wouldn't say that it's a trip in the same way. I've only done it one time, and I didn't do it with cough or with cough medicine or like a NyQuil or whatever, because there's a lot of acetaminophen in NyQuil. Oh, yeah. There's other things besides DXM in there. There are actually products on the market like Dexalone, which is a DXM-only product. So if you are serious about trying dextromethorphan hydrobromide, you should get only that one chemical and take it.
Oh, absolutely.
Again, not recommending that you do it, but if you're going to do it, this is harm reduction, folks, okay? That's what this information is for.
They could also just order some Hawaiian wood rosebud seeds if they want a trip. They have a an LSD amino in them. And if you eat,
is that
like,
the LSDA or something like that?
And if you eat like 12 to 16 of them, you'll have a mild trip. Or even
really?
Morning
Have you tried this?
No, I couldn't get them. But even Morning Glory seeds, if you eat enough of them, have these same chemicals. You got to eat like 200 or 300 of them.
That sounds really uncomfortable, and it sounds like you're going to puke.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like it's going to be pleasant. But
yeah.
So now, question.
At home.
Yeah, don't do this, but don't even listen to this.
Try the
Don't listen to the answer.
Seeds.
Does Benadryl make you trip?
Well, I don't know. I've never actually, that's what I said, I'd never heard of this before, Conan.
An antihistamine.
All I'm going on here is what the Daily Mail is reporting. I have done no further research on the Benadryl challenge. So this
okay,
is the
so
first
what?
Time
so one girl has died. Does it say
at
that
least one has
does
died.
It say that this is the new thing, the new Tide Pod?
Yes, dude. That's what a challenge is, right? So like these things go viral. Right now, this one is apparently a thing on TikTok. Have you heard about TikTok?
I've heard about it. Never seen it.
Okay, so TikTok is where there's like little short videos. It's for the short attention spans, right? So there used to be Vines.
It is perfect for the iGen.
Right. And so now it's TikTok. And a 15-year-old Oklahoma City girl died from overdose. The Benadryl challenge is where teens are encouraged to take as much as needed in order to hallucinate or trip out. The Oklahoma City victim, who has not been identified, was described as a happy and faith-driven teen.
You know, we were talking about Twitter deleting QAnon posts that actually snapshotted some, you know, CDC guidelines. How the hell is TikTok not taking any of these down? How does this even get started? Isn't this against their guidelines
well, now,
as well?
Remember, TikTok is a Chinese company.
Yes, it is. So you think that this is? You think they probably started it?
Maybe it's a plot to kill
to
off
to kill
the
off
dumb
the
American
the dumb,
teens.
Well, you don't want to kill off the
so
dumb
Conan,
the dummies.
Is
you want to keep them around. You want the smarties killed.
Conan, is your issue here that a Chinese company isn't censoring American citizens, and that's bad? Is that your argument?
You mean like they would
I think
their
you're
own?
Just wondering aloud about it. That's all.
You mean like they would censor their own people regularly?
Yes.
Yes.
But not Americans who are killing themselves, the dumb ones.
Indeed.
Well,
let Darwinism happen.
This is true.
Yeah, I mean the whole TikTok thing is about people being stupid, basically. So if you ever, I mean,
yeah,
if you've ever been on TikTok,
it's one thing singing a silly song or doing a backflip and landing on your face.
Right.
It's almost illegal.
Well, I mean, if you're taking a drug in the way that was not described on the packaging, then it is ostensibly illegal from that perspective, likely, but you'll never get arrested for that.
I imagine what Conan is meaning is that, you know, you have these TikTok videos and these people out there suggesting that other people do it.
I
doubt
that's
the case.
No,
but I doubt it's the case.
That they're suggesting it?
Yeah, I think they're probably just doing it, and this encourages other people to try it because they're recording the experience.
Somebody probably called it a challenge at some point.
Yes.
They just love putting that word out there. And then.
Yes, but it's very different from saying this is the Benadryl challenge, and hey, you should go out. You should all try the Benadryl
but
challenge.
But that's, that's what's insinuated
yes,
when you call it a challenge.
Yes, but if you're not explicitly saying it.
Okay, this news outlet has called it a challenge. I bet these kids never said anything like that. There was one kid that started it. They just took a bunch of pinheads say, hey, watch me. Look what I could do. I just took 16 of these silly things, and someone's like, I could do that. I could eat 20 of them.
I don't know. You should go download TikTok and see if you can search for Benadryl challenge.
I'm not touching that nonsense. I'm already have issues with Facebook.
According to Scott Schaefer, director of the Oklahoma Center for Poison and Drug Information, he says, quote, the dose that can cause a hallucination is very close to the dose that can cause something potentially life-threatening. So normally, according to this guy, if you take normal-ish or slightly larger than normal doses of Benadryl, you're not going to notice anything. But if you take a near life-threatening dose, you will trip. according to him. That's probably because you're almost dying.
Yes. Kids, there are easier ways to trip. It does sound like it's, you know, your last moment, so your brain is like running out of oxygen. You're just tripping. You're dying. But hey, you got that trip you wanted.
Well, I mean, you know, we're laughing, and this is absurd in a, you know, funny in an absurd sort of way, but it is also sad. And I think it's interesting that they described the girl here as a, quote, faith-driven teen who was not known to experiment with drugs. Well, maybe that's because she was told that it's bad to do illegal drugs, but somebody didn't tell her that it's not bad to do large amounts of over-the-counter medication.
Well, it's over-the-counter, so it's a good drug. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. People don't understand that these drugs that are over-the-counter can absolutely be abused. Some of them you can trip on, and you can absolutely die on these things. That's not to say that so-called illegal drugs can't lead to death as well. They can, but in most cases...
No, but I've looked into this before on Call to Freedom, and... Mm-hmm. What we found were zero ever reported deaths from psilocybin cubensis.
I believe that.
That's psychedelic shrooms. It did say that, I mean, all the government, the CDC, they all say, you know, shrooms can cause death. Mm. But when you go to it and you start digging to the actual reports that they base this on, none of the reports suggest that. And they all say zero deaths ever recorded in human history.
Things like shrooms, LSD, these things are very safe by comparison to a lot of the illegal drugs that are out there.
Can one overdose on LSD?
You can kind of fry your brain, I think, if you do too much LSD. Like, you'll have permanently be weird, essentially. I've met people
like that.
I have met these
hippies. A lot of old hippies in Vermont.
But, yeah, I mean, generally, you're going to survive it. You're going to survive. I mean, our co-host Nobody accidentally took, like, hundreds of doses.
He told me that story. 300 on his way into...
Wait.
They were absorbed through his skin. It wasn't a direct dose in the same way that you would normally
dose. So probably not
LSD.
300 doses, but
probably,
a lot more than that would have sucked.
It was a crazy story. Overdosing on Benadryl leaves one vulnerable to heart attack, stroke, seizures, brain damage, and even death, according to the story. In May, three teens from Fort Worth, Texas, were hospitalized after they swallowed excessive doses of Benadryl as part of the challenge. One of the teens, who was 14, named Rebecca, took 14 Benadryl tablets in the middle of the night on Memorial Day. Her mother said it was scary. She had fractured sentences, hallucinations. Her resting heart rate was 199.
So in other words, she was sounding a lot like Biden. That guy, man.
Oh, God.
Oh, that guy. He's on his
way
out.
Should we play that clip?
He's on his way out.
We absolutely should. All right. I don't have it pulled up.
I sent it over there. Yeah.
I want the whole world to see this clip. It's amazing. And she definitely sounded like Joe Biden, it sounds like. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Instead of using TikTok, you should download Library. That's LBRY. If you want to upload your stupid Benadryl challenge videos without any risk whatsoever of them being pulled down.
Yeah,
because
you can't take them down on Library.
No. And what you just shared with us is evidently TikTok has indeed been taking these videos down.
Yeah.
As they get put up.
So we're talking about the Benadryl challenge, the latest dumb thing that young people have been doing on TikTok.
Than Tide Pods. No, we thought Tide Pod eating was bad. And then it's overdosing on Benadryl.
They're both pretty
bad. I don't know this is dumber. I mean, if it gets you high, the Tide Pods just kill you.
Yeah, I don't know. I would say Tide Pods might be worse. I don't know how much more likely a Tide Pod is to kill you versus the Benadryl challenge to kill you.
Did anyone die from the Tide Pod challenge? I thought they just bit into him. They just immediately sort of vomited because it was gross and disgusting and very acidic, I thought.
I think so. I thought some people died from that.
I would be surprised if anyone managed to swallow any of it.
8 deaths has been reported.
all from Florida?
I don't know.
8 people died from the I want to know which one of these challenges has the highest mortality rate.
Yeah, that's a good question. What is the
probably,
most deadly challenge?
I know. It's where you take a selfie on the edge of a damn precipice.
Was that one? That was one they did?
People are dying every single month from falling off a cliff.
What do they call that?
Death by selfie.
No, I mean, what did they call the challenge?
I'm going to stand on the edge of this precipice, and I'm going to take
a side challenge.
And I'm going to take a picture of myself, and I end up dying.
It doesn't sound like that's a challenge in the sense that we're using the term, though.
I know, but still, I'm talking mortality.
I want to know which of these stupid things that the new generation reaching adulthood in the next few years has come up with to just be complete jackasses on the internet.
How about
which one of those things has the highest mortality rate?
Right. This is not necessarily a challenge, but I'm going to think fireworks are involved. Like shooting something out of your butt cheeks or something?
Well, that's what we did back when we were younger.
Well, I mean, like we were talking about last year someone killed themselves with one of these, got shot right in the head and he's out.
Oh, with a firework?
Yeah.
Oh, wasn't that in Maine?
Yeah, it was close by.
Killed in Maine. doing something stupid with the firework. Now, I never shot anything out of my butt, but that's something that that teenagers, that's something that, you know, male teens, when we were growing up, that's all we had, was we had fireworks, you know.
And you were outside.
And we were outside, and, you know, things like your typical thing that people did back then. Now it's all over the place. Now there's all kinds of these ridiculous challenges, and the level of stupidity has increased tenfold from what it was.
Yeah, it's almost.
I don't know that this is more stupid than sticking firecrackers in your butt.
Most people don't do that. I mean, you're the one who brought it up. So is that
I
where
didn't
you
bring that up?
Okay.
I mean, this is almost.
Do you, Conan? I didn't say that.
This is almost like the lemming problem, where you have, there's just too damn many people out there, and they don't have any wars to die in. They don't have, you know, any workplace accidents anymore. So how else do you cull the idiots?
So that what, I mean, TikTok.
What happens to the lemmings? They get, there's so many of them that they basically drown themselves. They basically, you know, overpopulate themselves. They eat all the food. I think this is very similar, a very similar situation where you have too many damn kids.
And they're all at home.
And they're all home
they
doing nothing.
They got plenty of time on their hands.
Idle hands.
And Benadryl, apparently.
Yeah. Cook Children's Medical Center in Fort Worth, a story here with Daily Mail, actually said they had three teenagers come in the same week for the same problem at Cook Children's Medical Center. She said none of the patients were trying to harm themselves. They all said they saw videos on TikTok and were curious to try it. So I presume that means these teenagers want to get high, right? Like, that's why they're doing this.
That sounds like a reasonable assumption.
They're seeing their peers getting high. It looks like a fun time, and they want to do that too. You've got the problem where this girl, you know, might have thought of herself as a faith-driven teen, or is what they described her as earlier, who didn't experiment with drugs, which means that when she's experimenting with drugs for her first time, she's actually doing one of the most dangerous things she can possibly do, instead of just, like, get a little bit of weed and, you know, smoke some weed with her friends and, you know, maybe laugh a little bit. That's what I think happened to me the first time I got high, was we laughed a lot, and we had fun, and it was a good time, and, you know, it was not a big deal, and everybody survived
it. Certainly no one
died. Yeah, everybody survived it. She's dead now because she wanted to do something legal and get high off of it. So if the things that were historically and have been historically illegal were actually available on the legal market, I don't know, maybe you would still see people doing stupid crap like this, but it's like, damn, if you want to get high and, like, survive and actually have a meaningful time doing it, then try mushrooms. But, again, learn about them before you get into them. I recommend going to arrowid.org, E-R-O-W-I-D.org, and look up any, whatever drug you're going to, you know, do, whether it's Benadryl or mushrooms or whatever, please take time to actually learn about it. Don't just watch somebody do a video on the internet and say to yourself, I want to do that, too.
I'm looking at a list of 75 YouTube challenges.
Oh,
and by
perfect.
The way, and by
this
the way,
sounds like exactly what I want.
Is this from the last month or like the last?
I think this
how
is,
long is this list?
With 75, it would have to be for the entirety of YouTube.
This
life.
Is of this is posted 2020.
Okay,
but like three or four down, it's the guess what, Arya? The Ghost Pepper Challenge.
Ooh.
And I don't know if anyone's died.
No one's died from ghost peppers.
Well, we had one who got brain damage for a couple of weeks.
That was a Carolina Reaper.
Yeah.
TikTok says they
twice as hot, and it's genetically modified specifically to be hot.
They learned about the challenge in May and, quote, quickly removed the very small amount of content that they found. The company said they've been, quote, keeping an eye on the topic and removing any new content, which they claim has been extremely small numbers. The spokesperson said the safety and well-being of our users is TikTok's top priority. We do not allow content that encourages, promotes, or glorifies dangerous challenges that might lead to injury.
So, no fun.
So tell me some more about these other challenges, Kona, because the ghost pepper challenge, that sounds like fun.
A lot of these actually require eating things really quickly or eating strange things, or one of them here is like, what's in my mouth?
Dehydrated peanut butter. We're trying hard to convince him to just like take a scoop of it and throw it in his mouth.
Wait, say that again? He's eating
it's
what?
It's dehydrated peanut butter. He has it. He hasn't eaten it.
It's but like in powder? It's like in powder form or something?
Yes. If you add water, it turns into actual
sticky
peanut butter.
That sounds like the cracker challenge where you, not the white guys, but you know, the where you eat a bunch of crackers and you if you have nothing to drink,
yeah.
It's like how many can you eat at a time?
Yeah.
Like
10.
It's going to be very much like that, except it's a mouthful of peanut butter.
Interesting. Make sure you get video.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You could be the next best thing on TikTok.
I doubt it would
or
be
Instagram
on
or whatever.
It would be on Snapchat.
Snapchat, that's the one.
But yeah,
wait, Snapchat, I don't know enough about these platforms.
Snapchat isn't really a social media sharing platform.
Right, because you have to connect with somebody on Snapchat, right? Yeah. Whereas TikTok, you can just put a thing out there and it's public. And
but see, I don't use TikTok and I do use Snapchat. So that's where I would put it. So what else do we have, Coda? The Ghost Pepper Challenge,
like I said, most
are
of
they ranked in a specific order?
No, they're all over the place. But the one of them is the Cracker Challenge.
Because I'd like to know what the death count is.
Give the death count?
Let's rank them by death count.
I don't think a lot of these are going to promote. I don't think the Benadryl Challenge is going to be on this list.
Yeah.
These seem like ones that are
more
gonna,
safe ones.
Yeah, except for the Ghost Pepper Challenge. I would die
just
from that.
Just don't touch your eyes.
And we were talking about tripping, though. I'm wondering how much capsaicin you would have to consume to start tripping.
Well, wasn't there that one guy who, like,
brain damage
taken down for 5 days or something like that?
Five weeks. Well, if you want brain damage, all you have to do is eat a whole Carolina Reaper.
I just want to grow peppers that make people trip. That'd be great.
Why not just grow shrooms?
Well, that's kind of
because
illegal.
They're illegal.
That's felony manufacturing.
It's illegal now.
For now.
So
it's not illegal if they just happen to grow on a log in your backyard.
I don't have any logs in my backyard, but I do have a lot.
Maybe you need a log.
A lot of terrarium.
Just saying. I mean, they would come and confiscate them, right? Obviously,
we are seeing things change when it comes to shrooms. I think it's the state of Oregon that's going to have a medical shrooms ballot measure on the ballot this November.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And of course, Oakland and Denver, and I believe Santa Cruz have already passed city ordinances to allow for personal possession. Yeah, decriminalization of personal possession. They're not allowing sale, and unfortunately, they raided a church recently that was selling mushrooms in San Francisco. Sadly,
this is why you get them away, not sell them.
That's what I would have recommended, but even then, they still could get you. They arrested a guy here in New Hampshire years ago. They ended up dropping the charge, but they arrested him for just simply passing a joint to someone for felony distribution.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah.
Conan, what else we got in these challenges?
I just clicked off of that one because I found one that actually has the 10 dangerous teen challenges that could land your kid in the ER.
Yes.
What do we have here?
What is the most dangerous?
The duct tape challenge, number one.
What do you do with that?
I guess you duct tape people to signs and stuff or upside the...
Does it not describe what the challenge is?
No, it's lengthy. I'll get to it.
Okay.
Fitch was injured when he tried to break out of his duct tape, causing it to fall and hit his head on a window frame in the concrete. So I guess they taped him to the wall and he tried to get out and he fell. There are more. Number two, the cinnamon challenge.
It sounds like for that to happen, his friends would have had to, like, tape him up and then, like, leave him there overnight.
Possibly.
This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now's your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.